White supremacist John William King was executed by lethal injection on Wednesday. This was more than 20 years after he killed James Byrd Jr. in a horrifying, horrifying hate crime. King was one of three white men convicted of murdering Mr. Byrd, a black man, on June 7th, back in 1998 in Jasper, Texas, or right near Jasper, Texas. Mr. James Byrd was a 49-year-old father of three. He was abducted. He was beaten. He was chained to the back of the pickup truck and then dragged down a country road. John William King, 44, orchestrated the attack. The other killers were Lawrence Russell Brewer, who was executed in September 2011, and Sean Allen Berry, who is serving a lifetime in prison, a life sentence. The Supreme Court refused a last-day appeal from King. Two of the victims, Mr. Byrd's sister and niece, witnessed the execution. I remember this story.
Yeah,
remember
this
was
clearly
a horrifying story right here. I mean, really awful.
Go ahead, yeah. Texas.
Yeah. You know, I'm not.
Texas don't play now.
No.
You know, I'm not really a proponent of the death penalty, but because my thing with the death penalty is, and not this certainly wasn't the case,
they get it wrong.
But it's so many people on death row who are innocent.
Yeah, but they get it wrong a lot of the time.
And so they get it wrong so many times. And I think there has to be something done there when the state gets it wrong and these people give up 15, 22 years of their life and they're, oh, we sorry, we let you out.
Yeah.
Man, you got to have some type of payment.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because you got to get
wages
a job.
Or something,
you got
to,
yeah, you got to, yeah, build your life.
Case,
rebuild your life. But in this case, it was justified, more than justified.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And his sister, the victim's sister was there and she said it was sad.
Yeah, you know, I bet it was.
It was just—it's just a sad situation at the state of the country, what we're in, and what's going on, and what happened to, you know, her brother, and for her to sit there and witness her brother's killer, you know, be executed. That's.
And this happened back in 1998.
We're still in that time.
We're in 2019 right now.
Right.
Man,
things
I
are still
promise
going
you,
on.
I didn't know it was that long ago.
Neither did I, Steve.
You know, I was thinking really maybe. 10 at tops.
No, it's been 20 years. June 7th, 1998. Mr. Byrd's gruesome slaying led to the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which was signed by President Obama back in 2009. The legislation added crimes motivated by victims' race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability to the federal hate crime law. Shepard was an openly gay college student. He was abducted, fatally beaten, and tied to a fence in Wyoming the same year, but in the month of October, October 1998.
You know, that just, that still troubles me.
Yeah.
That a person, just because they who they are, and you have the audacity to not like a person because of who they are. They, you know, this man wasn't trying to make you be black. This young man wasn't trying to make you be gay. They was just, they was just being who they were.
Yeah.
And what gives
it
you
just,
the right?
It just sickens me, man. That
so
we
hate
around so many people who can hate you so much because you being you, that they want to do something to you, you know.
And because you're different from them, you know, because of the color of your skin or your sexual orientation.
Man.
Yep, Steve. It's really terrible. I mean, it really is. And some of these things are still going on today, which makes it even more sad. You know, and horrific. It just does.
You know, in Charlottesville, you know, when the president said there are good people on both sides, you have to denounce hate.
Yeah.
You can't say things like that.
Well, you know, he doesn't get it.
Oh, he
I've
gets
given
it.
Up on thinking this president is going to get the
gravity.
Yeah, of his position, the sheer weight that it has and it calls for. I've given up on hope for that. He's not. He's not presidential. He's not ever going to be.
Yeah, he is.
He's
who
not
he
that
is.
Guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, guys. It is time to switch gears. Nephew Tommy, in the building.
Yeah.
With a
prank.
Yeah, you're right here.
I'm right
I know.
Here.
I know. Prank phone call coming up right after this.
Mm-hmm.